Now, a Myanmar government delegation has visited Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh as part of a repatriation scheme. It's the second such visit in the past 3 months. Bangladesh and Myanmar want to send more than 1,000 Rohingya to Myanmar. Some of the refugees say they've been forced or coerced into signing repatriation documents. About a million of them fled Myanmar in 2017 after a military crackdown. Let's speak now with Tanvir Chowdhury, who is in Badukhali camp in Cox's Bazar. So, Tanvir, first up, this effort to repatriate 1,000 Rohingya refugees, what more about us?
Well, there's a serious effort on part of the government to make this pilot project a success. Now, talking to many of the Rohingyas, even some who are in the list among this 1,000-plus refugees, who the Myanmar delegation verified are eligible to be repatriated. Now, some of them told us that they do want to go, but not under current circumstances. Few, though, did volunteer to go, but some of them said that we have been coerced by the government, although we do want to go, but not under the current circumstances. Now, there was a team of Rohingya along with the Bangladesh government delegation who visited Myanmar recently to see how conducive the environment is. Now, the government feels pretty confident that it's allowable for the Rohingyas to repatriate right now, but some of the Rohingyas again say that it's still not conducive. What is more important, they need some sort of security assurance from the UN, that there's some observer there or some sort of presence to make sure that they're treated well. They don't want to be in a situation like many of the Rohingyas are in intern camp. Now, the Rohingyas also are concerned about they're not recognized as Rohingya as ethnic group. They have not been given the citizenship. Only thing they'll get is something called NVC, a national verification card. Essentially, it's an identity card that says you are a Bengali Muslim. That's all. It doesn't say whether they're from Myanmar or Bangladesh. Only other document they carry here is a biometrics card issued by the UNHCR and Bangladesh government. Many of them lost their old documents to prove that they're from Myanmar, land documents and other stuff. So all this put is a very complex affair. It is an honest, sincere effort by the government, brokered by the Chinese. They've been making this effort. This is the second visit. So there is a very strong, sincere effort to start the process. Maybe 1,000 now, down the road more. But this is a project that they want to have a success, and they want to convince the Rohingyas, look, we want to make sure that you're secured and safe. We'll assure that. The Rohingyas, some are skeptic and not totally convinced.
OK. Conditions, of course, very tough,
Nick,
for the refugees, and we're hearing news that rations are being cut.
Yes, it's absolutely a very horrid condition. You can see behind me, we are in Camp 11, Badukhali. It's 32 of the camps that within 17 square kilometer area, 1.2 million approximately refugees live in this cramped area with just a thatched roof made out of tarpaulin, in some cases tin roof, and the rest is bamboo panels and bamboo, you know, pole that holding those. Just about a week ago, we had a cyclone Mora here. Luckily, it was spared. Still about 1,000 huts were blown off. Now, considering everything, on March, the WFP announced they're cutting the ration back from $12 to $10. And again this week, they announced that from June 1, which is tomorrow, they're going to cut it down to $8. That's coming down to basically U.S. 9 cents per meal per person. So it's grossly inadequate, and they need at least $56 million to go back to the status quo. The joint response teams is asking for money. Otherwise, there's going to be a serious shortcoming in the food supply for the ration among the Rohingyas, who are very concerned because at least 12% children are still suffering from malnourishment. 45% of the people don't get adequate food in this camp.
That's a picture of the Badukhali camp at Cox's Bazar. Tanvir, thanks very much. Tanvir Chowdhury there.